Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. You are listening to Scamessa Italia here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGP Soccer. That's at SGP Soccer. You can also follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. They are at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. And finally, you can follow my Twitter account. I am at LockBettingCom. That's at LockBettingCom. Moving on with your Match Day 7 slate. Now, we've got six games played in Italy, so this is match day 7. But we've also got six games played in England, but this is match day 8. That's because match day 7 in England has completely disappeared because it was cancelled last week. So it's not a case of they'll replay match day 7. Those fixtures will just need to be replayed when the teams can organise them. So Italy and England, Serie A and the EPL have now played the same number of league games, even though the EPL is up to match day 8 and Serie A is up to match day 7. So just clearing up that confusion if anybody was confused by it. I'm sure most of you didn't care. We'll start with the 2 o'clock kickoff tomorrow between Bologna and Empoli, where Bologna are the 6-5 favourites. It's 5-2 on the draw and it's 23-10 here on Empoli. Empoli put up a decent showing against Roma on Monday, and they could use that as a building block to take their season forward. Remember, I earmarked them as a potential relegation team because I didn't like what they did towards the end of last season and I didn't like what they did in the summer. So I think they could get something here from this game. But my main lean would be to take them to score a goal and for Bologna to score one as well. So I do lean both teams to score. Bologna have actually seen this selection cash this season in 5 of their 6 Serie A games, while Empoli, they have both scored and conceded in each of their last 4. So they are getting back on track with the trend from last season where BTTS was a regular play that cashed. Bologna have a new boss in Thiago Motta, and he oversaw a Spezia side who conceded 71 goals last season. And he now manages an Empoli side that conceded 70. So I think we're going to see some goals here. I think we're going to see two teams who like to attack. As I said, I think Empoli could get something. They're moving in the right direction right now. But I think here, both teams to score is the safest way in. And that one is available at the price of 10-13. Up next, we look at the game here between Spezia and Sampdoria, where both teams are available at 13-8 to win it, and it's 23-10 on the draw. The standout play here has to be on the under 2.5 goals. I don't see how these two sides get three goals between them here in this one. The data tells you that this is going to be a very, very low scoring affair. And therefore, with the under 2.5 goals being priced up at 10 to 11, the same price as the over, that doesn't make too much sense to me here. So we're definitely going to be on the under here for this game. The Sampdoria team have scored fewer goals than anybody else in the league, with just 3 goals scored in 6 games so far. Both these teams have seen under 2.5 goals scored in 3 of their 6 league games this season. And Spezia are the least creative team in the league according to expected goals. It's not a metric that I put a lot of weight into, but this I do put a lot of weight into. The fact that they have recorded just 9 shots on target in their 6 outings so far this season. 9 shots in 6 games on target. That is ridiculously low. So we have 2 very non-creative teams here who aren't doing too much. This could fizzle out into a 0-0 draw quite easily. And therefore, we are getting significant value, in my opinion, on the under at 10-11 here for this one. Up next, the final game on Saturday is the 7:45 kickoff between Torino and Sassuolo, where it's 4-5 on Torino, it's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 16-5 here on Sassuolo. Sassuolo travel pretty well. They did last season and they will do again this season. So it's always difficult to beat a travelling Sassuolo team. Torino have had a decent start to the season, but they are not winning games. They've only won 1 of their last 4 games, and that was against relegation favourites Lecce. Sassuolo, meanwhile, have avoided defeat in 4 of their last 5 games, including a draw with Milan. So I think they're generously priced to get something here from this game. Yes, Torino have had an encouraging start. They've managed to avoid defeats, but they're drawing games, and that could put some value on the selection for a draw here in this game at 11-4, or if you shop around at 3-1. I think the safer way would be to take Sassuolo to avoid a defeat, which is available for you at even money plus 100. They've not managed to lose 4 of their last 5 games, and a draw would be good enough here for you to cash this against the Torino team who've only won 1 of their last 4. So I think we see a draw here. I think potentially a 1-1 draw could be on the cards. That individual selection is available at 7-1. Only 3 Serie A teams have managed more draws than Sassuolo this season. And they claimed a 1-1 draw at Torino last season as well. And according to expected goals, they have defended better than Torino this season. And I feel like they could be a decent bet to take something away here from this game as the underdogs. Before we move on with the Sunday games, let me take a second out to tell you guys about WinBet. Now, if you're thinking about joining WinBet, now is the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open 24 hours a day, where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Plus, WinBet has their own same game parlay feature. Just click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you have to do is head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bet today. Now, the offer is subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. You must be 21 and older and present in the state where play through WinBet is available. If you or someone you know have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-522-4700. Let me also take a second out here to tell you guys about the Elias Sports Bureau. Now, football fans, you know the NFL regular season is here. And as week 2 kicks off, you can get ready to place your bets or lock in your fantasy team. All you need to do is check out the Elias Game Plan app, the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, MLB, and has everything you need to get a competitive advantage. So, with the NFL season here, don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. That's Elias, E-L-I-A-S. And right now, I have a special offer for you. When you subscribe, you get a 14-day free trial of a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use my promo code SGPN. Find the Elias Game Plan app in the App Store or the Play Store today and use my promo code SGPN. And finally, before we move on to Sunday's games, let me tell you about FuboTV. Now, if you guys watch football, you need to get yourselves FUBU TV. It gives you complete coverage of college and pro football with NFL Red Zone, plus games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sport and entertainment for a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite shows with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, there's no contract, no commitment, and you can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try FUBU TV for free for 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FUBUTV.com/SGP. That's FUBUTV.com/SGP. Moving on to Sunday's games, and we start with the 11:30 a.m. kickoff, where Udinese are hosting Inter Milan. It is 3-1 on Udinese. It's 11-4 on the draw, and it's 10-11 here on Inter. Inter need to sort out their away form, otherwise they're not going to win the Serie A title this season. They should begin by going away to Udinese and pick up a win, but that might be easier said than done. Inter have lost two of their last three on the road, so they may not be worth backing here. What is still a short price, 10-11, they are the odds on favourites at -110 to win the game. I think the goals could be the better way to go. Only Napoli have outscored both Udinese and Inter so far this season. They are the team's top scorer. They are the league's second highest scorers, both scoring 12 goals each. Inter have seen a minimum of 3 goals scored across 5 of their last 8 games, whereas over 2.5 goals have been scored in 5 of Udinese's 7 competitive matches so far this season. So it looks like going for the goals could be the best way to go. The two second highest scorers, joint second highest scorers in the league, coming together here for this matchup. I do expect Inter Milan to get themselves back on track. 10 of the last 16 meetings between these two teams have contained over 2.5 goals, but Inter are unbeaten in the last 9 of those games. So they do seem to have their number. This was a team who last season took 39 Serie A points on the road, losing just 2 of their 19 away games, something they've already done this season. They've already lost 2 away games. So we'll be looking to put that right here, and I think they'll manage to. But I think the safest way into this game is to take the over, given the data, given the teams, given the form, and we'll take that over at the price of 7-10. Over 2.5 goals here for your first game on Sunday, the 11:30 a.m. kickoff between Udinese and Inter Milan. Up next, we move on to the 2 p.m. kickoffs, and we begin with the game between Cremonese and Napoli, where Napoli are the 3-4 favourites. It's 29-10 on the draw, and it's 16-5 on Cremonese. I don't know what to take from that shit show from Napoli in the Europa League on Thursday. I don't know whether they just didn't turn up for that game against Midtjylland, or whether Lazio are drifting back into their previous ways where they were just horrible on the road. They face a Cremonese team who have actually improved a lot as of late. They've got some decent results. Last weekend, they killed our lock, which was getting a draw away to Atalanta. I'm kind of glad they did, because if we needed that disallowed Juventus goal to count against Salernitana, which was a clear winning goal, and that ended up messing up our bet after Atalanta had won and Juve had made that comeback to fairly win the game, and then it was disallowed because of a mistake via VAR, I think I would have trashed everything in my house. So I probably, although we did lose the lock, so that's a £100 loss, I probably saved myself thousands of pounds in damage through the anger I would have felt through that goal being disallowed for no reason. So Cremonese fucking up the lock probably did us a favour. Cremonese looked out of their depth at the beginning of the season, losing their first 4 games, but they come into this one off the back of back-to-back draws against Sassuolo and Atalanta. So they could be a more difficult team to beat than Lazio were expecting. And we saw how complacent Lazio were against Midtjylland on Thursday. Not only did they not win, not only did they lose, they got smashed 5-1 by a team who are struggling in Denmark. So this could be a bounce back spot, or this could be a sign that Lazio are reverting back to what Lazio were on the road last season. The visitors have only lost twice in their 8 matches in all competitions so far this season. And as critical as I am of their performance against Midtjylland on Thursday, this is a team who can score goals. 5 teams in Serie A have scored more goals than Lazio so far this season. So they are in the top 6 for scoring goals. But last season, they were actually the second best attacking side in the league. The problem is they couldn't defend last season, and it doesn't look like they can defend that great this season. Lazio have seen both teams score in 6 of their 8 games so far this season, and it would not surprise me to see that selection cash again. So I can't confidently take Lazio here. At the same time, I can't confidently take Cremonese to get anything from this game, because this could be a big bounce back spot for Lazio. But if Lazio do win, I think both teams are going to score. And if Cremonese do get a positive result, I think both teams are going to score again. So I think that has to be the standout selection here for this game. And that's what we're going to go with this one. Up next, we stay with those 2 o'clock kickoffs, and we move on to the game here between Fiorentina and Verona, where Fiorentina are the 8-11 favourites here. It's 11-4 in the draw, and it's 18-4 here on Verona. I can't really take Fiorentina to beat anybody at the moment. First of all, they're stuck with that Thursday-Sunday dichotomy, which makes a bigger difference if you're playing away from home in the European game. They're travelling all the way back from Istanbul in Turkey. So this is not a favourable spot for them. And they're also a team who are playing horrendously at the moment. So everything here points to Verona getting something from this game. And I think anytime Fiorentina are a favourite at the moment, they're a weak favourite. They're a favourite actually in midweek to get a result in Istanbul. And we faded them there. We managed to cash taking Istanbul as a pick on the draw no bet market, and the underdogs Istanbul won the game by 3-0. So that kind of tells you where Fiorentina are at. Even a stronger play than fading Fiorentina here and taking Verona to get something from the game could be just to take the under. Fiorentina have seen under 2.5 goals cash in 6 of their 8 games so far this season, and they have failed to score multiple goals in any of those games. So in all of those 8 games, Fiorentina haven't scored twice. It's been the other team who have cashed the over to get that one over 2.5 goals. Verona, meanwhile, have only seen 3 or more goals registered in 1 of their last 5. So they've seen 4 unders in their last 5 as well. So I think we have 2 very poor teams here. I think Fiorentina will be feeling it more because stylistically, they should be an attacking team who are involved in exciting games. That is their identity. I just don't think that they felt like that the loss of Dusan Vlahovic would affect them this much. I think it was always a given that they were going to score less goals because they didn't have somebody there to put the ball in the net once they created the chances. But at the moment, they don't look very creative either. This Fiorentina team needs something to kickstart their season, but I don't think it comes here. I think they're on a very, very, very strong under trend at the moment, and we are going to ride it here for this game with the under 2.5 goals between Fiorentina and Verona here in this one. The last 2 o'clock kickoff, two teams actually that need a positive result. We have Monza at home to Juventus, who have a 100% losing record in the Champions League. They are undefeated in Serie A so far this season, but they've only won 2. They've drawn their other 4 games, and Allegri's job is being debated. They are the 10-11 favourites to win this game. It's 13-5 on the draw, and Monza are the 10-3 favourites to get a positive result from this game. Despite the fact that Juve have been awful, I'm surprised to not see them as a shorter favourite here against Monza. Monza continue to get respect from the books. I think they were seen as a team who were going to come into Serie A, play an attacking brand of football, and that they would survive comfortably. Well, that hasn't been the case. And Giovanni Stroppa has been sacked, with Rafael Palladino now taking over a side who are yet to settle down after a busy transfer window. Only Spezia have looked worse than Monza in terms of attacking intent. They have only managed 9 shots so far this season, and Monza, they've only managed 15 shots on target. So this new boss has his work cut out. He comes straight into the firing line against a Juve team in crisis. Back-to-back losses against PSG and Benfica have left their hopes of Champions League qualification in tatters. Unbeaten in the league, but they've got 4 draws. There's criticism of Allegri and his managerial style, and a trip to winless Monza, who have gone 6 games into the Serie A season and have only picked up 1 point, could be the perfect tonic, especially coming into this one after a managerial change. Now, I'm very high usually on the manager bounce, but what can you do here with a group of players that have mustered up 15 shots on target so far in six games, coming up against a Juve team who are desperate to pick up a win? I think this is almost an automatic selection on Juve. And trust me, I don't want to be in a position where I'm taking Juve at the moment. If I'm taking Juve to win a game of football, it has to be a really, really good spot. And I think this is the one. I don't think there's going to be any manager bounce here. I think Juve, coming off an embarrassment, Allegri's job on the line, I think there will be some sort of reaction here. And as I said, almost perfect opponents. I don't think there's been enough time to change anything. I haven't seen anything from Monza that says they're going to survive this season. I know the books were high on them at the start and only had them as the fourth or fifth favourites to go down, which isn't normal. You may think, okay, so how are they high on them if they were that low to go down? The teams that come up are usually automatically in the bottom three. But Monza had a few teams in between themselves and the teams that came up last season. So they were considered to be the best of the bunch that came up last season. That's certainly not been the case. Not that anybody that's come up has lit the world on fire when you're looking at Lecce and Cremonese. But at the same time, Monza have under-delivered and Juve are desperate here in the spot. I'll take the better team with the better players to come away with the victory here against a very, very overwhelmed Monza team who are really struggling to cope with life in this league. So Juve on the money line, a surprise pick here, surprised to hear myself even say it, because I'm looking to fade this team until they finally decide that Allegri isn't a top level manager. I think that will happen between now and the end of the season, whether it be because they end up in the Europa League or they end up out of Europe completely when their title hopes are over and they realise for the second season in a row, not only not going to win, but they're not going to contend for the title. I don't know when that's going to be, but I do believe at some point this season they will give up on Allegri, but it's not going to be here. I go for Juve to win, remain undefeated and pick up their third win on the season on the money line at 10-11. Before we move on to Sunday's late games, let me take a second out here to talk about No House Advantage. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play in pick 'em contests versus other people for a shot at winning $250 in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every single day. Sign up now with the promo code SGPN at nohouseadvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience Daily Thoughts Fantasy redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play, and you won't want to miss out on this. Let me also take a second out here to tell you about promoguide.us. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you are missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of it all is that Promo Guy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building a well-informed betting community, better betting community. These guys are actually going to be coming on the Sports Gambling Podcast. So if you're interested in promoguide.us, make sure you check out the Sports Gambling Podcast this week. There's an interview with Sean and Ryan. If you are interested, go to promoguide.us and check out their 100% track, transparent, proven method for betting smarter. Once again, with promoguide.us, you get consistency, and consistency gives you profit. And finally, let me take a second out to tell you about Sleeper, which is the fastest growing fantasy platform today with millions of players. You probably already have a fantasy league on there. It's a game changing product like anything else in the industry. And now you can win on Sleeper by playing their brand new over under game. Over unders integrate into fantasy, the first sports contest built into the fantasy experience. So stop what you're doing now and download Sleeper to play their new over under game and have fun with your friends and make some money on your mobile phone. Join our listener group at sleeper.com/SGP and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. Once again, that's the promo code SGP. So go to sleeper.com/SGP and you'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Moving on to the late slate in Italy. The late slate in Italy is really good this weekend. We have Roma at home to Atalanta at 5 o'clock, and then we have Milan versus Napoli as the late game at 7:45. We'll begin with Roma versus Atalanta, where Roma are the even money favourites on the money line. It's 5-2 on the draw, and it's 11-4 here on Atalanta. despite last weekend's bad result, I think Atalanta could be a live dog here. When you're watching this Roma team, every time I've seen them play, they find it difficult to score goals. They are creating so many chances per game. Their expected goals is way, way higher than you would expect. Because when you look at Jose Mourinho, you would think they'd be a pragmatic team that like to sit in with a low block and like to win games on the counter. No, this is a team who are dominating games and they are not putting the ball in the back of the net. And that is going to end up biting them on the arse when they come up against a top level team who are clinical. Now, I'm not sure Atalanta are there. I'm not sure they're quite back to where they were a few years ago. But I do think they're more than capable of punishing Roma and taking something from this game. I like Atalanta on the double chance market to avoid a defeat here at the price of 3-4. Atalanta have only lost two of their last nine head-to-head clashes here with Roma and are yet to taste a defeat this season. Now, in Roma's defence, this Roma team is one of the strongest that they've had, to the point where people were calling them title contenders and Jose Mourinho was trying to play it down. But still, Atalanta are a decent team. Atalanta only had a little dip last season. Otherwise, they've been consistently in and around the top four. They also have Serie A's best defensive record, which is very different to the Atalanta teams of the past who were built on attack. But they've conceded just three goals this season and they should be able to contain a Roma team with two defeats in the last four matches who struggled to put the ball in the back of the net. So I'm very high on this selection. I'm high on Atalanta coming to Roma and getting something from this game, despite the fact that Roma is strong at home. I will say that on the side, Roma have only lost one game at home in 2022, so their home ground is the fortress. But I'm going to go outside the box here. I'm going to take Atalanta to get something from this game because I'm just not convinced by Roma's finishing. This could also be an under game. You do have enough data here to take an under. This is a big game where teams are going to be cagey and cautious of each other. Atalanta are dangerous. Roma are dangerous. Both teams are aware of that. Usually you look at this game and you look at expected goals of Roma and you see an Atalanta coming to town and you'd go over. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think there's value on the under here. The under is the underdog selection from the over-unders. The line is priced more towards there being over 2.5 goals here. But me, I see it differently. I see it as a big game where neither one of these two teams are going to want to drop points to the other. I think realistically, this isn't a title chase game. I think this is a game of Champions League contenders. And I like the under 2.5 goals here at even money to go alongside my main lean, which is for Roma to get something from the game. So Roma plus 0.5 or Roma on the double chance market, however you bet it, it's available at 3-4 here in this one between Roma and Atalanta. The final game and undoubtedly the game of the week. So Italy have scheduled this right, having AC Milan and Napoli play in the late game at 7:45 UK time. Milan, the champions, are the favourites here at 6-5. It's 5-2 on the draw and it's 12-5 here on Napoli. Napoli coming off a dominant victory against Rangers. So far they have dominated two British teams in the Champions League and they are looking strong to come through their group and continue on in the Champions League. They now come home to play here against an AC Milan team and I feel that Milan should win this game because they've been very, very decent at the San Siro in 2022. But it's difficult to bet against this Napoli team full of young players who are fearless. And therefore, I think the main selection here would be on the goals. Both teams to score is generously priced up here at 4-5 minus 125. And given the data, that is a no-brainer selection. According to expected goals, Milan have the fourth most creative attack in Serie A and Napoli are the best. So that in itself would lead to goals, even if the data doesn't support it, but it does. Napoli have hit 20 goals in 8 games so far this season. AC Milan has seen both teams score in 6 of their 8 games, including each of their last 4. So hopefully this doesn't peter out into a 0-0 because sometimes top teams can fear each other and we can see a cagey affair that goes completely against the data. Earlier on in this season, Napoli had a crazy 0-0 draw against Fiorentina. That game we took over 2.5 goals and it looked like it should have been a game that had over 3.5 goals. goals, at least on paper. In the end, it was a completely dull affair. I see that being a rarity. I don't see that being the case here. I see plenty of reasons for this game to be as high as maybe even a 2-2 draw, an individual scoreline that's available at 14-1. What's interesting is a home side has not posted a victory in this fixture in the last six Serie A meetings between Milan and Napoli. So that's some good data for Napoli maybe to get something here. Neither side has suffered a defeat though so far in the competition this season. So perhaps a score draw, a high scoring draw would be best for everybody. Maybe sprinkle that on as a tack on to your both teams to score selection, which as I said is surprisingly available at 4-5. I really can't make too much sense of it. And therefore, if I can't make sense of it, it makes sense to bet on it. And that's what we're going to go with here for this one, the game of the week between AC Milan and Napoli. Before we close out with the lock on the show, let me take a second out to tell you guys here about Run Your Pool. Let me introduce you guys to Run Your Pool VIP. This is a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool that helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. Get access to exclusive data to help you with your weekly game picks, premium content like in-depth guides to how to dominate your pools, and exclusive swag. Use the promo code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP and get 50% off your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. That's the code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. Let me also take a second out here to tell you guys about Odds Trader. Odds Trader is a place to compare odds from all major sports books. This is what I do for every single play. Never take a minus 130 when a minus 120 or a minus 110 is available. It may not bother you at the time. You may be able to take the hit on 10 bucks and whatnot from your return, but you'll be losing 20 bucks if you do it for two players. You'll be losing 30 bucks if you do it for three players. Imagine what you lose over the course of a week if you're a regular bettor. Imagine what you lose over the course of a month. I post my monthly P&L every single month. You can check it out as my pinned tweet on my Twitter account at lockbettingcom. And every single month, every single play, we are line shopping. That P&L would be significantly different if we didn't find the best lines. So it's very important to do that and make sure that you get the best returns possible by going to Odds Trader and shopping the lines. You can also use Odds Trader to compare different sign-up codes and promotions from sportsbooks to get the best deals. In order to bet and find the best prices, you need to be able to have access to numerous books. And when you sign up for books, make sure that you use the sign-up codes that are available. The app also provides players statistics, key game stats, injury reports, and projected game day weather for bettors to make the most informed bets possible. Already that's paid dividends this season, with people knowing that the weather was about to get horrible between San Francisco and Chicago in Chicago, and you were able to get a under 40.5 instead of having to get the 37.5 when the rain actually came falling down. So it also has a bet tracker so bettors can keep records of all the games and betting activity. Get involved here. Head over to oddstrader.com/bluewire. That's oddstrader.com/bluewire. Odds Trader, it's the number one site for all your game day bets. Closing out with your lock on the show. On a normal week, we would have gone for just one play. There was loads of data here for overs and both teams to score. We could have gone with goals, loads of plays I liked. There are even a couple of unders that I liked as well. So we could have gone under 2.5 goals for a couple of selections. But instead, we are going for a parlay here. It's a pick parlay. So it's on the draw no bet market. If either one of these selections draw, it's simply voided and your two-team parlay becomes a single bet on just one of these selections. So God forbid one of them lose, because that will be the end of the bet. So we're hoping for maximum returns. Our two selections are Juve as a pick and Lazio as a pick. Juventus are available at 2-5 and Lazio are available at 4-11. Collectively, this returns you 191 from 100. So 10-11 minus 110 on this selection. So that's a solid price. The reason we are taking these two instead of any of the other games is because they were horrendous in midweek in Europe. A 5-1 defeat against Danish side Midtjylland for Lazio. Juve beating at home against Benfica. They're now going to find it very difficult to qualify. They need to come home here and deliver positive results. The good way about betting it this way is that if either of them are bad and they do draw the game, you don't lose your stake. You just end up voiding one of the selections. You only lose if one of them lose. And I just find it inexplicable that either one of these two teams will lose in this spot, coming home and playing newly promoted opposition. Monza could be dangerous because they've got a new manager bounce. Cremonese could be dangerous because they have managed to avoid defeat in the last two games. But I don't think they're going to be dangerous to the extent where you blow your bet and we're talking about a Juventus or a Lazio defeat on Sunday. So this is chalky in some ways, but if it comes through, it's paying out at a very good price of 10 to 11 minus 110. And as I said, on a normal week, I wouldn't make a play like this. I'd be looking at those overs or the both teams to score selections or even a couple of unders or even just picking a straight up winner in Italy this weekend. I'm very, very tempted about Inter Milan and Inter Milan fixing that away record, which can't continue to move in that direction if they want to be serious title contenders. But this is the standout direction. Two teams that were completely embarrassed. I do believe in them bouncing back. I do believe in good teams bouncing back. With Juventus, I think it's inevitable, as I said earlier on, at some point Allegri will go because his style of football won't fly. But for this weekend, I think it's a good spot for Juve and a good spot for Lazio. And I'm taking both on the pick market here, giving you the price of 10 to 11. That's it for me. Good luck with all your bets as always. And thanks for listening.